And your test or
brand new testament base. Okay. Brand new testament base. We are 3, 6, 7 lines to the bottom. Well, the coin base apras. You make an error for coin in a base apras. Base apras means a place where you can make this is a quotation from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can make an error for a coin even in a place where there's a plowed on the grave where a coin is forbidden to go, mid rabbanon, right? He's not allowed to enter into that location. So, Masdisin Beis Shammai. Our Mishnah is going to Beis Shammai. Now, why going to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai armin ema arvin laadam elin kain. You can't make an error for a person unless Chayu klitash misha sham, unless he has his objects there. Now, objects means his furniture and stuff like that. You can't just have, we have this in the Bavli, the sheet as well. You can't just have food there. He also has to have like furniture and stuff. So Sumchus who said in the Mishnah that you can make an heir for a Kohen even with Chulin. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah itself brought down the gears, so the version of the Mishnah was Sumchus Omer Af Bechulin Kohen Beis HaPras. And the Bavli does not have the word Af Bechulin. The word Af means even. And in the Mishnah itself it says Af Bechulin Kohen Beis HaPras, that sounds like it means you can even make a Eru for a Kohen in the Beis HaPras, right? And the Bavli takes that out. Now, well, so let me explain what's going on here. According to the Bavli, this is all from Lieberman. According to the Bavli, which takes out the word af, the end of the Yusham, the end of the Mishnah is already the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says it's got to be in a place where the Kohen can go. Then along comes the Sumchus and says, no, you can even make it. You can make it in a place where a Kohen can't go. He's arguing. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda and Sumchus and Rabbi Yehuda comes after and both argue on Tana, the first time in the Mishnah. According to our gears in the Yushalmi, when it says Af never comes to argue. It means comes to add, and it means that even for a Kohen, you can even make an Eruv in a Beis HaPras in a place where there's a grave plowed under, right? So the question is, if according to Yushalmi, so that it's coming to add on, so what's it adding on? What does he mean when he says you can make an error for a coin for the Beis HaPras? We know that. How we know that from the beginning of the Mishnah? Because the beginning of the Mishnah says you can make an Eruv for a Nazir with wine. Okay? We said, why is that? Because even though the Nazir himself can drink it, somebody else can drink it. So what Sumchus is saying is obviously is just an extension of that. It's saying that you can make an Eruv for a Kohen in a place where there's a grave plowed under. That's obvious you can make it, because that's also, even though he can't go there, somebody else can go there. Like the Bavli, which told that Sumchus is arguing, there's a very clear-cut argument. Sumchus says it's got to be something he can eat. It's got to mean it can even be in a place where he really doesn't have access mida rabbanon. Because we say we ignore the rabbanon, which doesn't allow him into that place, but it's got to be something he can eat. But like the Yushalmi, Sumchus is not arguing a Tanakama. He's adding on to Tanakama. Well, what's he adding on to Tanakama? We already know from Tanakama that you're allowed to put something down as native, even that person can't eat it. So logic dictates if certainly you can put something down in a place where he can't get at it either, because somebody else can get at it. So on that, Yushalmi answers that our mission is going even according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai held you have to be able to put down your furniture to get to be there, right? Now, that sounds like you have to actually be able to set up a little dwelling place there, encampments, right? So if that's the case, if you have to be able to set up an encampment there, so I might say a Kohen can't set up an encampment in a Beis HaPras, right? It's not permissible, right? So therefore I might say he's not allowed to put up an Eruv there. So that's why we're saying, according to Beis Shammai, who also has to have like a little encampment, right? Even still, you can still put the Eruv for a Kohen in the Beis HaPras. He's not allowed to go in there. since it's only in prohibition to Rabbanon, because it's not a true graveyard, it's only a place where there's a grave plowed under, and be the rice is allowed to go there, so therefore you put his Erev there with his furniture, and even though he doesn't have access to it, it's still valid Erev. Okay? I might have said that only according to Beis Hillel is a valid Erev in the Beis HaPras. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, in fact, that you don't have to have your furniture there. So Koy doesn't have to set up a camp there, so it's not accessible to food to the Koy, it'd be accessible to somewhere else. But only Beis Shammah, he has to have a little camp there, so I might say it's not good for a Kohen to have an Erev in Beis HaPras. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. According to Simchus, said it is good. Okay? Simchus ki Beis Shammah. And Simchus is like Beis Shammah. The Tanina, and we learned, Simchus Oymer, af b'chulin l'kohen Beis HaPras. That's what Simchus is saying, that even for a, that you're allowed to set up, even for a Kohen, his Eruv in the Beis HaPras, and he even though theoretically he's not allowed to get it, not theoretically, in practice he's not allowed in there at all. May I ask more if that's the case, afilu Beis HaKforos Royhu Lav Lo Shus Felucho. Now I ask the Gemara if that's the case, right? that the issue is whether he can get in, and hypothetically he can get in because it's only this or the Rabbanon, right? And we ignore the Rabbanon. So listen, I have another thought. Even if it's in a cemetery proper, he can do it. Hagenu cemetery proper. Now, shvus is a funny word. It's not clear what exactly the shvus is. Shvus usually means that this is the Rabbanon of Shabbos, but there's no real shvus here. Even if you say that there's a shvus by a Beis HaPras, right? In other words, it means that the Beis HaPras, a Kohen, may not enter the Rabbanon, but it's still very strange how you apply that to a cemetery, right? So it says, no, Shekenu royally kones b'shida of a teva of a migdal, he can get in a shade of a teva of a migdal, he can get into the Beis HaKvaros, even into a cemetery itself, put a Kohen in a box, a wagon, and had him go into the wagon. Lasis lo chor, and he can put a hole in the wagon. Pochus mi tefach, less than a tefach in dimensions, because then the tumah doesn't go in. Velitcho bekush, and stick like a prong, skewer. Sorry.
You mean somebody can pull the wagon and drop
it? Yeah. Pull the wagon inside the cemetery. There'll be a special cemetery wagon. So he'll hop in, and then they'll roll him over to where the food is, and stick it into on a skewer, or v'kisam on a stick, and lechol, and to eat it like that. So therefore, as the Yerushalmi says, if the logic of Simchus is that somehow you can get into the Beis HaPras, right, by transgressing the Rabbanon. So you know what? I got an even better case for you. Go into the cemetery itself. In the cemetery itself, you can get in by riding in his wagon and somehow going in that way. So the truth is, the Yerushalmi doesn't answer the question. And that's Rabbi Yehuda, really, in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is the last of the Mishnah, says you can even make an Erev for a Kohen in a cemetery, because he says you can use this whole trick of going in a wagon or a box or something. But the truth is, it's not such a difficult question on Simchus. The Yerushalmi didn't bother answering it, but it is relatively easy to answer. Simchus draws a line. He says, if we're going to go into a Beis HaPras, which is Nisr de Rabbanon, that we say that Chazal didn't stand on the Issa de Rabbanon of not entering the Beis HaPras, the field where the grave was plowed under, when it came to Erev Truman. And they allowed you to consider the Erev Truman a valid Erev Truman and overwhelm that Issa de Rabbanon. When it comes, however, to the Issa D'oraisa of entering a Beis HaKvaros, comes to the Issa D'oraisa of Kohen entering a cemetery, in that case, Chazal said, we're not going to permit that for Erev Tchumin. Simple to say, we drew the line at that. We're not going to allow you to go into Beis HaKvaros, even by tricks, in order to go and make your Erev Tchumin. That far we're not going to go. Okay? Halacha Beis. Marvin Bidmai, one is allowed to make an Erev Tchumin with, or Erev Chatzeres for that matter, with Dmai. Dmai means stuff which is questionable. We don't know if Trumas and Maisers have been taken off for sure. Most Amarat take off the Maisers, but we don't know for sure. But Maiser Rishon, Shenitla Trumoso Maiser Rishon, from which the Truma has been taken off. Trumas Maiser has been taken off, but it preceded. It was taken before the proper Truma was taken off. To redeem, but the additional fifth was not properly given. Hakwari Machala Vatruma Kwani can make their Erev with Chala or with Truma. Avaloba Tevel, but they're not allowed to use Tevel, meaning they're not allowed to use stuff which is untithed at all. Veloba Maisurishan Shlo Nidla Truma, so no Maisurishan for which no Truma has yet been taken off. Veloba Maisurishani Vekta Shlo Niftu, nor are they allowed to use Maisurishani or Hekta, which has not been redeemed. Hashulecha Seruvo Biyar Chere Shoyte Vekotan. If somebody sends his Eruv in the hands of a Chere Shoyte Vekotan, now this means you send somebody out to make your Eruv Tchumin for you, or your Eruv Chatzeres for you. And this person was an imbecile, was a child, or beyond Mishenam Boderev, or it was not something you could see that there's such a concept there. In other words, he was a Mechal Shabbos. Eino Eruv. Im Omer Lecho Kamen, if you told somebody else, listen, when they bring out the Eruv to such and such location, you receive it and formally enact the Eruv, then I raise Eruv, then it's a valid Eruv. Rabbi Yaakov Drumi, a boy. Rabbi Yaakov Drumi asked, Mastis in loka Beis Shammai, is our Mishnah Nalik Beis Shammai? The Tanah, the Tnina, we learned Shel Demai, if you have a Lula for Esrog of Demai, well, Esrog is a better example. If you have an Esrog of Demai, the Beis Shammai Pulsim, Beis Shammai says you may not use it for an Esrog for Sukkos. Beisil Machshirit, Beisil says it's okay. Shel Maizu Sheni Yerushalayim, if you have an Esrog of Maizu Sheni in Yerushalayim, Loito, it's better not to use it because you're supposed to eat it, not use it for a mitzvah, it's going to ruin it. Vim Nato Kosh, if you did use it for the mitzvah, it works. Now, what about here? It says in our Mishnah you can use the Mai for an Erev. You can't use the Mai for an Esrog on Sukkos. Would Beis Shammai agree to our Mishnah or disagree with our Mishnah? But it might be that he disagrees with our Mishnah. So he says you can't use for an Esrog, you also can't use for an Erev. Could be also that Esrog is D'oraisa, right? Erev is only the Rabbanon. Maybe by the Rabbanon we could be lenient and use the Mai to make an Erev, right? Rav Shesh B'Shem Rav Chia Rabba, now this is often a tangent. Rav Shesh B'Shem Rav Chia Rabba said, Tevel Sheyesh Lov Tanai. This is not relevant to us. This is brought down here coincidentally. Tevel Sheyesh Lov Tanai. This is a case where a guy was sitting Erev Shabbos and he remembered, Oy vey, I don't have enough time to go home and set aside Trumas or Maisras, but I need food for tomorrow, which I have at home. So he makes a condition. He says, whatever I leave over tomorrow, that should be the Trumas and Maisras, right? So now, the next day, when he starts eating it, it's Tevel, right? It's Tevel with a condition, because he hasn't yet taken off the Trumas and Maisras from it effectively yet. So Mutza Tavla, nonetheless, it's not Mukta, right? Because since he can eat most of it, so therefore he's allowed to carry it. So what does he do? He before he begins eating it, he looks at part of it and says, that'll be my truma at the end. And the Ochel Zashan eats the rest. Now, coming back to our case, the Tani Beishamay says, Ein Ma'arvin B'Maiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. It says, Beishamay Olt, you can't make an Eruv with Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So, If it says you can't make an Erev Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, it sounds like you can't make an Erev with the Ma'i either, right? Just like you can't use the Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, you can't use the Ma'i. So you must argue in our Mishnah. Now, however, Omar Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya said, Hoda dat Omar Be'erev Chatzeros. No. When that which he said you can't use Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, it's only to make Erev Chatzeros. What's Erev Chatzeros? If you want to go and join together a number of courtyards in Yerushalayim in an Eruv, you can't use the Ma'aser Sheni. Why is that? So the Achronim explain here, because Ma'aser Sheni you're not allowed to do business with. And to make Erev Chatzeros is to make a partnership. It coalesces everybody together, so therefore you're not allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni for that purpose. Okay? Not because of any lack of edibility. But only because it's like making business with Ma'aser Sheni, which is a prohibited activity. Okay? Aval be'erev tchumin, but erev tchumin, tani, now there's another gears here which Lieberman brings down, bikar tani, which instead of tani, bikar tani. Bikar tani means people live outside Yerushalayim. Which, if you live in Yerushalayim and you have Ma'aser Sheni, you're not allowed to take it outside Yerushalayim, right? So how you can make erev tchumin with it? Erev tchumin has to be 2,000 amos away from wherever you are. But somebody who lives outside Yerushalayim, a kartani means somebody who lives in the hinterlands. Let's say he lives 2,000 amos away from Yerushalayim on the east. And he wants him to go 2,000 amos past Yerushalayim on the west. So he makes his erev tchumin in Yerushalayim. Right, he puts it down in Yerushalayim in order to give him 2,000 amos on the other side. So that case, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you can use the Ma'aser Sheni for that. The guy who lives on the west of Yerushalayim takes the Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim, puts it in Yerushalayim, and he gets 2,000 amos on the east, or vice versa. So in that case, so Erev Tchumen, it's not a problem to use Ma'aser Sheni for, because that's not like doing business. Erev Chatzeros, it's like doing business, right? Because you're making a partnership. But Erev Tchumen, you're just putting down something where you're going to determine your place for Shabbos. That's like doing business, and that's okay. So that's what it says, Erev Tchumen, Bakar Kartani, Nershenos, and it will be Yerushalayim. He's allowed to put his Erev in Yerushalayim to continue carrying on the side. Shiocho Lalos Vecholoch Losham, because he can eat it in Yerushalayim. Now, getting back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that you can make an Erev by a Kotan, right? Shmuel Amar Keben Teisha Keben Eser Eruvo Eruv. By a child who's 9 or 10 years old, he can already make Erev Tchumen for you. In other words, Kotan Ramesh was not reliable, he's younger than that, but 9 or 10, he can make it. Amrabiyah said that Tamer Erev Chatzer Tchumen, that's by Erev Tchumen, where he actually has to put it down with the intent to require for you a place for to be your place for Shabbos. Erev Chatzer, but Erev Chatzer is a few Kotan, even a much smaller child. Because Erev Chatzer is nowadays, we do it slightly differently. But the old days that are meant is to go to each person in the courtyard and get their bread or their matzah and bring it to one central location. So that even a smaller child can do, because there's no intent necessary in his part, just the mechanical deed of going and collecting the bread. Okay? Why do you do Erev Chatzeros? Now, the reason why this is brought down is because it tells you that you can send a child. But that's what we're going to learn from this case. But the case itself is a case later in the Masechta, which tells us a point which is not directly linked to our sugya, which is that why a chazal make a takona that you have two separate steps, Erev Chatzeros and Shituf Mevos. You have to make an Erev in the Chater and a Shituf and a partnership also in the Mavli. Why two separate steps? Neidar Gashon, because it brings peace to the world. How does it bring peace to the world? There was a case with a certain woman who was the enemy of a friend. She sent her Eruv. She didn't want to bring her Eruv herself to the friend's house in order to make an Eruv Chazeres because she didn't like her. So she sent her Eruv to a friend's house by her son.
Now here we see you can send an Eruv by a child. That's the why it's brought down here. But continuing on with the case, when the child got to the quote-unquote enemy woman's house, embraced him, and she hugged him, and she kissed the child. So the child came and said, I went to, you know, your enemy's house, and she kissed me and hugged me. Amra, so the she said, Hachin Havas Rachmali, this woman loved me so much, Vulava Yadana, and I didn't know. Itochkach Osu Shalom. So now that since Erev Chatzeres brought them together, they made peace between the two of them. Although they received that, that which it says, its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its pathways are peace. Okay? Hashleach Zirub Yad Chirishot to Bekotten. Now, if you send Yerev in the hands of somebody who's so then it's a question of questionable Yerev. Even though it's a valid Yerev, you have to go and stand with him to make sure he does it properly. You don't have to necessarily go directly where he is, but you have to watch him and make sure he does it properly, right? Okay. Tamon on Rabbi Ezer Shem Rav Sheshes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Ezer Shem Rabbi Avun. So I got a contradiction. Because over there it says in Masech the Maestros that if I tell Boy Melchave, if I say my friend, say to my friend, I said you Harani Maestro Yotcha, I'm willing to do to take Maestro off from you for you, right? Harani Maestro Yotcha. So then ain't so in a tzarich lamodimo. I don't have to. Yes, I am. You
want to say something?
Okay. Homel chaver reini meiser yodcha ena tzarich lamorimo. If I said to you, I will take meiser off for you from your grain, you don't have to watch me. You assume that I do it correctly. So why here do I have to watch my agent, the cheresh, the shoyta, the cotton, go and do, make sure the erev tchumin gets done properly? It's a contradiction, right? So it says, well, it's not a contradiction. Well, first of all, you have to watch him. In Meister, it's talking about an adult. I offer as an adult to take off Meister for you. That's why you can trust me. Here it's talking about a child. That's why you can't trust him. You have to watch him. Rabbi Yaakov Shem, Rabbi Chayna said, Rabbi Filtem, he came and say, Kanvikam Begodo, in both cases talking about an adult. Or, as the word missing here, it should be Kanvikam Begodo, both cases talking about a child. It depends who's telling whom. Tamon over there, but Oimer lo harani maaser yotcha. I offer you to take maaser off, right? Shena tzarich lamanimo, so you can trust me because I offered, I initiated the contact, right? Bramacha, but here, Boimer lo areva yodi. Over here, I said, you make an eruv for me, right? So therefore, I initiated it. I, the sender. So therefore, I have to make sure to do it properly. The two cases can be derived from each other now. Now the gear here is messed up. If you take a look at the Pnei Moshe, it brings down the right gear. If you take a look at the first wide line of Pnei Moshe, towards the bottom, Hoda Yalfa. Four words from the end of the line. In the first of the wide lines. You see it? You have it? So your new pen, new glasses?
No, I have not been able to read.
Oh, very good. Hardayofa minahi. This is our case derived from that case. But if I say to you, I'll make an error for you, you don't have to watch me. That gets into our case, but if you say to me, you make maaser for me, then you have to watch me, because obviously in that it depends who took the initiative in each case. Now it's interesting thing that Mara Ponim brings down here. He says that's the Pnei Moshe's longer pshat. Pnei Moshe is the Rashi type, the Mara Ponim is the Tosfos type. So, but same author, same to the Korban Eida is the Rashi type in their commentary, and the Shiori HaKorban is his Tosfos-like commentary. Okay?
Krishna, the coordinators are Rashi type.
They're both Rashi types. Both on the top are Rashi type Pirushim. And both on the bottom are Tosfos type Pirushim. So the thing is that he said the Paramahapanim says in the Gemara and the Bavli, it brings down that there's the concept of Chazok Shliach Oser Shlichuso. We assume an agent fulfills his agency by cases which are rabbinic. We don't say it by Torah cases. Cases which are rabbinic, like a Reuven, we assume that if you send an agent, you trust him. Here it seems from the Yerushalmi that that's not true. Because Yerushalmi says, if you send an agent and you took the initiative in sending him, you got to watch him and make sure he gets it done properly.
Yeah.
So the Yerushalmi seems to argue on the existence of such an assumption. Okay? If you put the Erev in a tree more than 10 tefachim above the ground, ain't Erev, it's not a valid Erev. You put the Erev in a tree below 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim above the ground, I raise Erev, then it's a valid Erev. If you put your Erev in a well, I feel even if the well is 100 amos deep, I raise the Erev, it's a valid Erev. Nosta Barosh HaKod is simply put on top of a flagpole, a Barosh HaKundes, or any other type of pole. Kozman Shutolish notes, as long as it's not a tree, as long as it was once severed from the ground and then plugged back into the ground, I feel Gavon Me'ama, even if it's 100 Amos tall, I raise the Erev, it's a valid Erev. Nosta B'migdal V'noah, before if you put it into a closet and lock the door in front of it, and he lost the key, I raise Erev, still that Erev. If you don't know that the key is in the right place, ain't Erev, it's not valid Erev, you have to know where the key is. Okay? Fazmar, raise the Erev. Right? Now, this is, we said in the Mishnah, that it's below 10 tefachim. If you put in a tree below 10 tefachim, it's about Erev. Yet, it's forbidden to carry it. You can't get it, you have to leave it on the tree. That's what it's also the Talmud is not allowed to carry because using a tree. Lamata mishloisha, if it's below 3 tefachim, so it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, then what's you even allowed to carry the Erev off the tree? Because we said already, in the Bavli, when we learned this, we said that something which is below 3 tefachim is if it's on the ground and therefore you're allowed to move it. Okay? For Kashi, we have difficult like this. If his Erev is a valid Erev, so you should be allowed to move it. In other words, the two things should be linked, right? If it's a valid Erev, you should be allowed to carry it. And if it's not a valid Erev, also Tautlo, lo ye Erev, it shouldn't be a valid Erev. The two things should be linked. Either you should be allowed to carry it if it's a good Erev, and if it's not a good Erev, it shouldn't be allowed to carry. How can you draw a distinction between the two? Says more, no. That's not a question. You know what? When does an Erev become a valid Erev? Twilight, right? Bein HaShmoshos. Twilight, one is allowed to transgress the Rabbonons. So even if something is up a tree, you could still get it, Bein HaShmoshos. So that's what they're saying. The rest of Shabbos, you can't get your Eruv. But since Friday evening, when the Eruv worked, it was accessible because the Rabbanah didn't apply during Bein HaShmoshos, so that's why the Eruv is a valid Eruv. Okay? May I have to ask, well, if that's the case, I feel a little bit of so why do you say if it's as long as it's below 10th Fachim, even if it's above 10th Fachim, it makes no difference. A tree is a tree. You can climb above 10th Fachim and get it too. So I read a shame Shmuel said Tipotir Shoisa Kiroso Arba. It's about a case where the tree trunk was 4 tefachim wide. So what does that make the tree trunk? If it's more than 10 tefachim high and more than 4 tefachim wide? Rishus Yachid. And you are at the bottom in Rishus Rabim, so you can't get it because that's a Doraisa. Even Bein HaShmoshos, you can't get it. That's what it goes on to explain. This is where the tree is surrounded by Rishus HaRabim. He says, I want to acquire my place for Shabbos below. But the tree where your Erev is Rishus HaYochid. So it doesn't work. You don't have a valid Erev because you want to acquire your place for Rishus HaRabim, yet the tree is Rishus HaYochid. Okay? Tani, we learned. Nosno, if you put the Eruv, now turn the page, the Gears is all messed up here. Nosno Bekalkolo, you put the Eruv in a basket, Utloba Elon, and you put it up on a tree. Okay? You put the Eruv in a basket and put it up in a tree. Now the Eruv, the basket is up in a tree. Now the word, the next word should be Afilu, even if it's above. Even if it's above 10 tefachim, the next word should be eruvo, not eno, eruvo eruv. Okay, so you put the basket above 10 tefachim, hanging on a tree. It's not on the tree proper, but it's hanging on a basket on the side of the tree. It's a valid eruv. It's a valid eruv. Now, take out the next five words, right? Vasa letautlo. And you're not allowed, however, to get at it because the basket is above 10 tefachim. Now it's carried off. Now it should be lemata. Now the next two words are mistaken. It should be lemata mi'asor tefachim. If it's below 10 tefachim, mutar letautlo, then you're allowed to carry it. So basically what we just learned is as follows. You have your Erev in a basket. If the basket is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, the Erev is about Erev, but you can't get it the food. The basket is below 10 tefachim off the ground, so the Erev is about Erev, and you can't get at the food. Okay? Kasha, difficulty is like this. Ime ruho Erev, is Erev is about Erev, yeah, muto letautlo, you should be allowed to carry it. Again, the same principle question we asked on page one, the page before. If his Erev is about Erev, should be allowed to carry. If he's now to carry, lo yeruvo Erev, then it shouldn't be about Erev. So how do we reconcile what's going on here? Rabbi Yaakov, Hashem, Rabbi Chanina said, I'll tell you. Roy hu lehopcha, uvat rishu seyochit sheba. Fascinating thing. We had this in the Bavli, but it's an obscure case. What it means is like this. You have the basket. Imagine to yourself you have a tree. You have a basket hanging on the tree. So the basket is long enough that if you turn it upside down, so it's going to be within 10 tefachim of the ground.
Okay.
Do you get the picture?
Yeah.
In a basket, you have a basket hanging on a tree.
Right.
The opening right now is above 10 tefachim, right? Because it's facing up. But you could turn the basket upside down, then it'd be below 10 tefachim. So in that case, the truth is that right now you can't take the food out because you'd have to stretch your hand up into Rishus HaYachid and come back down into Rishus HaRabim, right? Come back over from your Rishus HaRabim where you're standing into the Rishus HaYachid. But you could do something else. What could you do? Turn the basket upside down. That would cancel the Rishus HaYachid altogether, right? Because then it would just fall out. So then in that case, it's a valid Eruv. Rabbi Yosef, from this we learn a tremendous Chiddush. Look at the next Chiddush. Hadam Raz teaches us, Sav Shul Shu Nosim Rishus HaRabim. You have a bench in a public domain. Gavah Asar, which is 10 tefachim on it, how's the bench standing? On its side. So now constitutes the Rishus HaYachid. It's 10 tefachim high. And it's wide enough that it's large enough that it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Okay, the bench itself is Rishus HaYachid. Mikemet Shuroi Lohofcho. Since you can't, if you put your Erev Tchumin on top, it's good enough. Kemet Shuroi Lohofcho about the Rishus HaYachid, because you can turn the basket sideways. It's an amazing concept. You realize what's going on? You can turn the bench sideways. In other words, you can take something which is now Rishus HaYachid and undermine the Rishus HaYachid status as long as you don't move it. Meaning you turn it over, you don't move it. So you can take a bench which is standing sideways, put your Erev Tchumin on top of it, it's okay, because the next day you can turn over the bench. You can take a basket which is Rishus HaYachid and it's okay, because the next day you can turn it over without moving it. And change its status as Rishus HaYachid. And then your Erev is accessible to you even though you're in Rishus HaRabim. It's an amazing concept. Okay? Tama Tzninan Hadamara. So this teaches us Erev is about Erev, you're allowed to carry it. Tama Tzninan. We learnt over there. Shnayim Biyad Od. Do you have the place?
Oh.
Here, let me show you. Tamatinia. Talmud we learned over there. Shtayim yad adam ve'echad ve'yivachas bilun. You have two walls which are man-made, and one wall which is the tree. It's a sukkah. How many walls does a sukkah need?
Three.
So two are man-made, and one is the tree. Or shtayim yad adam, two are the tree. Ve'achas bi'adam, one is man-made. Share the sukkah is kosher. Ve'en lo biyantiv, can't use the sukkah on yantiv. Why can't you use the sukkah on yantiv? Because it's using a tree. One wall is a tree. But I have a question. But here he said, even if the Eruv is hanging in a basket, I'm allowed to turn the basket upside down the tree and get the Eruv out, and it's a valid Eruv. Here I'm also using the tree. Right? So what's the difference? So it says, very simple. There, it's talking about a case where the sukkah is really a tree house. You made two walls, but what's supporting the sukkah?
The tree.
You're using the tree itself, that's not permissible. Here, the basket is hanging on the side of the tree. And remember, we learned in the Bavli that their opinions which hold Sida Elon, the side of a tree you're allowed to use. Okay? So he's using the side of the tree, so that's okay. Alright, is that clear? Hada yafa minahi vayi yafa minado. The two cases learn from each other. That case is learned from our case. Let's say in our case, you didn't actually have the platform, the sukkah founded on the tree. Rather, there were two pegs coming out of the tree, and you put your schach on top of them. But you don't actually have to use the tree itself. Using the side of the tree, it's holding up your schach, right? Shikshere, that's okay. Because you're not using the tree itself, just the sides of the tree. But vice versa, we learn from that case to our case. If the basket was on the trunk of the tree, where actually it's not on the side of the tree, but being supported by the tree itself, that perhaps the air is about air, but also you're not allowed to carry it. Why? Because you can't turn the you can't go and use the basket, because the basket is not just using the side of the tree in that case, it's using the tree proper. Okay? Rabbi Yosef said, Ben Hocha Ben Tamon. Minatzadi. The truth is, in both cases, it's on the side. The sukkah is on the side of the tree, and the basket on the side of the tree. If that's the case, my kedun. So what's the difference between the two cases? I don't understand. So if one case, why isn't with the other case, it's also. So it says, Mark, Kai Demar, Rabbi Yaakov, Rach, B'Shem, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who... We talk about this in the Bavli too. Rabbonu, you're not allowed to use the side of a tree. Even the side of a tree you're not allowed to use. So Hashem ben Elazar is not to use the side of a tree. Rabbonu only holds you allowed to use seedate studying the side of the side, but not the side itself. The Tanya of Hashem ben Elazar, Mutishtama shall seedate Behemo b'Shabbos, or Hashem ben Elazar said you're allowed to use the side of an animal, who and he'd study Behemo, he'd study Elon, and the same thing is true, you're allowed to use the sides of a tree. Says one more line. We're on the top of Chav Beis Amraus. So now Lieberman changed the first word on this page to Ein. Ein instead of Eich. Ein at roe omek gavor. As you show me, I don't understand something. How can you have an Erev down in the hole? We said you're allowed to put an Erev down in a well, even if it's 100 amas deep. But wait a minute. That's where Rishus HaYochid. Because deep is like high. So you're standing on the rim of the well. How can you have your shusa, your Erev down there? You're an Erev shusa rabim on the rim, and your Erev is shusa yachid down below. How's that about Erev? So Shami gives a very simple answer. Abba barav chuna mar b'oimer shvisasi tachtav. It's where I want to acquire the shvisa down below in the well, not up here on top. So it's, I'm acquiring the shvisa down in the well, so therefore it's valid. What's not valid is for me to be in one area and my Erev to be in the valid area, in another area. But here, I just say, the well down below is Rishus HaYochid, true, so I am content to acquire my Erev down below in the Rishus HaYochid. Okay, that's enough. We did over to a block. We'll stop here for today.